A budget battle over defense spending is making for strange bedfellows in Washington. President Obama, Defense Secretary Gates, and some members of the Tea Party in Congress are joining forces to try to cut money for developing a second alternative engine for the Pentagon's biggest weapons program, the F-35 jet. Gates told a congressional hearing this morning that it's wasteful defense spending. But the second engine has a powerful backer in House Speaker John Boehner of Ohio, where it would be built in part. So as some Tea Party freshmen buck their leaders and lawmakers from different states fight for their engine program, manufacturers of both engines are lobbying furiously to get votes lined up ahead of a key funding vote later today. Boston Globe national political reporter Theo Emery is covering the story. And Theo, it's probably safe to say that this is an issue that most new members of Congress knew nothing about before coming into office. Is this where the rubber hits the road for them?
I think it is. You're right when you say that a lot of new members are learning about this issue when they got here, and many of them that I talked to declined to take a position because they said they were still learning about it. On the other hand, a lot of these new members, these conservative freshmen who in some cases were elected with support from the Tea Party, they made pledges to cut waste, to cut earmarks and things of that nature. And so this issue has come front and center in a lot of ways as an example of what the administration and the Pentagon both say is a waste of money and is duplicative.
So it's jobs versus cutting waste. Well, who builds the F-35's current jet engine and where?
Pratt & Whitney is the primary builder of the engine. They're based in Connecticut. And the competitor, the consortium that has been funded since 1996 to build an alternate engine, is a consortium of General Electric and Rolls-Royce, and they have plants in Ohio as well as in Lynn, Massachusetts, and also provide jobs in other parts of the country as well, including New Hampshire.
So if GE and Rolls-Royce get in on this and start building the second engine, supporters say it would create competition. They say that it would be good for national security. It would create innovation, and all that would save money. But what this really seems to be about is jobs. You know, workers are already working on the old engine in the states that are currently building it. And as you say, since 1996, GE has been funded to create the new engine. So there are a lot of jobs at stake here, right?
There are definitely a lot of jobs at stake, and GE has a major dog in this fight, because if they are defunded, that will basically mean the end of their military jet business, which accounts for about a third of GE Aviation's business. The other two-thirds is made up of commercial jet engines. So they very much want to keep this alive. However, there is an argument that you hear routinely on Capitol Hill, which is that competition will ultimately bring down costs and will improve performance. There's another argument as well, which, for example, House Armed Services Committee Chairman Buck McKeon makes, which is that if something goes wrong, the entire fleet throughout the armed services is grounded. If you have a second engine, you can swap it in, and you've got another one there to keep the fleet flying.
Well, give us a sense, a flavor, really, of the lobbying that's going on by these companies who want to build all these engines.
It's very fierce. There are dozens of lobbyists up here. Some of them are professional lobbyists. There are also plant managers from GE who have been brought into the Capitol to talk to lawmakers. And when you open up the pages of pretty much any publication in Washington, that includes both Hill publications, which are aimed at staff and members of Congress, as well as general readership publications like the Washington Post, they have these huge full-page color ads with each side in this fight trying to make their argument. So they're spending a lot of money and they're spending a lot of time and effort to win this on both sides. And in many ways, this is very reminiscent of a very similar battle between the same two companies back in the 1980s. That was called the Great Engine War, and that was over the engine for the F-16, which is the only other military aircraft which has had two engines.
So there's a lot of money at stake here, $450 million to create the new engine. Some people say, including Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, that we should cut the entire F-35 program. George Bush tried to cut funding for the new engine and failed. The Pentagon says it doesn't need a new engine. What is your prediction about what will happen this time around?
I think it's hard to say. Both sides say that they have the votes. On the other hand, I think it's worth pointing out that there isn't uniformity here. While there are prominent Tea Party-backed freshmen like Alan West of Florida, for example, who are arguing against the second engine, there are other ones like Frank Ginta of New Hampshire who are very much supporting it. So these new Republican freshmen, they're not necessarily speaking with one voice, and it's hard to say how this vote is going to turn out.
Theo Emery is national political reporter for the Boston Globe. Thank you.
It was my pleasure.